reception.
Yes, I was going to ask you about this. Mm-hmm. You've all done work which is reviewed, but not all of it. I mean, is there enough of a critical dialogue about young people's theatre? Because whatever practitioners feel about critics, when they're not there, it's actually even more worrying with them when they are, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting this. Critics on the whole, apart from you, Lynn Gardner tries very hard, but sometimes the sub-editors even cut, you know, she does a review and they don't put it in. And there are others. It is better now than it was 20, 25 years ago. But the situation still is that things will only get reviewed if the critic has time or inclination. It is not an unwritten rule. For instance, I've been very lucky because I've had things in the West End. And it's an unwritten rule that every West End play, the number one critic goes to see it, and you see it the next day in the paper. That's, you know. If it's a children's play, that doesn't happen. It's going to be interesting. I've got The Witches opening at Wyndham's in a couple of weeks' time. Now, I reckon they will go to that, partly to knock it because Ruby Wax is in it, and they'll want to have a go, I think. But in the past, they might go, and the review might creep in a week or two after the thing's come off. You know? I mean, you get this... it's very, very frustrating. Why is that? Well, I just think that it's back to the attitude thing that children are small people and of small significance, and therefore it's not very important. What do we do about it? We just have to keep plugging on and keep inviting them. Interesting, The Witches was at the Theatre Royal Brighton last week. The Theatre Royal Brighton has a play a week. Again, there is always a review in the Evening Argus, and it's an important review because it comes out, say, on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, depending on when you open, and it affects Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Witches was not reviewed in the Evening Argus, whereas The Holly and the Ivy, starring Tony Britton, straight away we'll go and see that, you know. I'm sure it was very good, but they obviously made that decision that it wasn't as important, and so they wouldn't go. But it's the cross we have to bear, isn't it, really?
I don't know what my marketing department might think of this, but it doesn't really bother me that much about getting reviews. You know, I think maybe some of the critics are a bit scared of children's theatre and they think maybe they need to have a different criteria to be able to judge it or understand it. You know, if they come, you know, fantastic. But if not, the feedback that we get from the public and the schools who come, which we get, you know, a lot of, that tells me what I want to know, really, you know, as a director. And, you know, it's great. It's great feedback.
Well, there are two purposes for reviews, aren't there?
Sure,
to get audiences in, but also
profile,
to keep
a
level of debate going, to make sure that people are talking.
It's the status of the work as well, isn't it? I mean, you just
feel
that what we're doing is important. I mean, we're all doing it because we want to do it. We're not doing it as some sort of refuge because we're failures from adult theatre. This is what always annoys me. There's this feeling, oh, well, they're beginners because they're doing children's theatre. Well, I'm a very old beginner, or you're a crank, you're a bit odd if you work in children's theatre. The failure one is the killer, though. You know, they say, oh, well, they're taking refuge, and it's the hardest job you'll ever do in your life. You know, to say that
it's also the best job, you know what I mean? It's the best job. I think I've got the best job in the world. It's
absolutely, fantastic. And one tries to convey that.
Yeah.
But I think that's why we sometimes do get frustrated when critics don't take it seriously, or indeed say, yes, I don't think I'd understand it. Like, I mean, how dare they say that? I mean, you know...
It's the same.
John, what would you say to this? Does it?
Well, I think there's a review that's just been done, commissioned by Arts Council East, on the kind of state of play in children's and young people's theatre in that region. But the report's very astutely made, you know, a very thorough study of every other region to make comparison. And it's no doubt that in this sector, in Great Britain, more than in other Northern European countries, there is low self-esteem in this sector because of a failure of the insufficient critical attention and debate, as you say, and not as high a level of funding as would be expected. And underneath that low self-esteem is that I feel that the Arts Council doesn't... the Arts Council very clearly, for example, to compliment them, I mean, they have their philosophy over cultural diversity in the last decade, I think, has made the performing arts have an incredible impact culturally by promoting and getting everybody to have a multicultural reflex who works in performing arts. They do not have the same philosophy about young people. They don't have one. They are defensive about it, and if challenged, will indicate a number of ad hoc initiatives that are taking place here and there. But in terms of a coherent, from the top, philosophy of why work for children and young people, both for the art form, never mind just for children and young people, why that's important, it's absent. And I mean, I certainly feel, I want to say that, and I'm certainly at the moment just agitating and lobbying in that direction, because I think there should be a greater level of recognition. So yes, I mean, reviewing is part of that scene, I guess.
What relationship do you feel that as children's theatre people you should have with the education system? Is there pressure on you, Annie, as someone who programmes for a building to do things which are curriculum orientated? And is that a problem, or do you just ignore it?
I certainly don't sit with a blank sheet when I'm programming and go, now what's on the curriculum? I've never done that, and I'll never do that, actually. I don't think theatre should be led by the curriculum, because, you know, who knows if they're getting it right, for goodness sake. You know, there's more subjects in the world than the ones that they're teaching in schools. I'm sure there's more things that children are missing out on. So I'm certainly not led by that, absolutely not. We do have a very vibrant education department in the theatre, and they run parallel projects that support the work that we're doing and support the development of our audiences as well, so that the children, the young people have a more proactive sort of engagement and involvement with the theatre, and that's their purpose, you know. But it's not always about, you know, it's actually not always specifically about the show either, you know. It's about the art form. So we're, you know, the education department are extremely successful. But we shouldn't be guided by education. We're not here to subsidise that sector.
But you do need school groups to come in, don't
we? Do
you?
Absolutely. They're a number one audience, and so in order to do that, we have an education department who create fantastic projects for them, to, you know, and hopefully the shows would do entice the teachers as well, and you know the stamp of quality that Polka has gained over the last 25 years. And, you know, the theatre is educational, you know, everything about it is educational. Yes. It doesn't need to match a certain topic in the curriculum, you know, and, you know, sharing something with your peers is educational, and seeing your peers outside of the school environment and your teachers outside the school environment, that's all educational and, you know, enriching. And and also, I mean, we also do have, you know, packs for teachers, and if there is an obvious angle to anything in the curriculum, then we really point it out and make that their way into the show, so they feel they've got an avenue that they can.
It's only sensible to do that, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and it means a teacher can perhaps justify why they're making that theatre trip in a very busy schedule as well. Say, well, it's, you know, it hits this and this key stage and that target, and you know we can do that as well.
That's a very important point. Years ago, because the Gingerbread Man, which for some reason it has paid the rent for 30 years. It's been wonderful to me, and it's done all over the world. This terribly English little play set on a Welsh dresser, and I go and see it in Japan, and they don't have Welsh dressers. They don't have gingerbread men there. I mean, why the hell they do the play? And it's touring China at the moment, opening in Beijing. It's ridiculous. I don't know why it is. And cynically, I know that it's because it's got one set and six characters, and it's quite cheap to do. But it has gone on and on. It has done very well. But it was very amusing to me when, about 15 years ago, by which time the play was 15 years old, I was asked to do it at Unicorn. Unicorn had a problem with their Christmas show. Something fell through, the rights went there, and I got this phone call saying, you know, is it possible to bring Gingerbread Man? I said, fine. And so we were rehearsing, and this very nice young lady came down one day and said, excuse me, I'm the education officer. She said, now, this play was written with the national curriculum in mind, was it? So I said, well, I'm sorry, but the national curriculum wasn't around when I wrote this play. I said, oh, dear. Well, she said, I better read it. And she came back. She came back after the weekend, and she said, are you sure you didn't write this with the national group? She said, it's got everything. She said, I can do this, and I can do that, and I can do that, and it's what you say. I mean, anything, hopefully, with a modicum of integrity or whatever, I mean, if it's got, it will be educational with a small e, and that seems to me to be what's important.
Citizenship one way or another.
Yes, I thought so. But the,
almost everything.
I don't want to get into the great debate that has gone on for years between theatre and education and children's theatre, because I think the wonderful thing is that over the years we've cross-fertilised a tremendous amount, and there's no need to feel that there's a schism anymore. The sad thing is that in the process, theatre and education has virtually disappeared, which is all to do with money and government funding and coming through the education system. There came a point where the TIE people had to suddenly say, we're not educational people anymore, we're artists, we need money from the Arts Council because we can't get it through the education people anymore. Now, in their case, fair enough, you might well tune into the national curriculum and say, we're coming into the schools, we're doing a project about so-and-so, which we know is going to tie in with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I see no reason why we should be doing plays in the theatre for which teachers can simply use us to tick boxes and say, right, we've done that, we've done that. I want them to come in and have a bit of fun, a bit of joy. I want them to think. I want to make them laugh, probably make them cry. I don't care. But I don't really want to be dictated by the curriculum. Well, somebody did actually ring up once and said, would you write a play about water? So I said, why? Well, it's on the curriculum. And I said, well, I said, I don't know. I don't want to. It's the tail wagging the dog, in my view.
John, have you got anything to add to this? You feel completely separate from all this.
No, I don't feel separate at all. I agree about the sentiment about theatre and education. You know, that was a fantastic period of theatre and education, and it was good. It was what it said. And of course, as soon as something is that, there's some absolutely amazing, very artistic and imaginative shows resulted. You know, and it's quite well recorded what that movement was about. And I certainly wish that it did continue. I think what's interesting in thinking now is that it's possible to really to think freshly about work for children and young people as not educational, that it is actually a form that young theatre makers there are so many more people trained to be theatre makers now, can start to look at as a field that they should be able to create new work for. Because, as you were all saying, I mean, the imaginative possibilities in terms of the performing arts, if you're looking at playing for children, gosh, what there really are such possibilities there. And I'm not sure that every 24 and 25-year-old who's coming out of theatre school or whatever courses they might be doing are thinking that's the track they want to go down. And I think that that's important, that it should be seen as a field in which they can work. So I see it, education, the relationship to it. It does also fascinate me, though, that we've just played Greenwich Theatre last week, and you just
with
get
Hannah and Hannah.
Yeah, and we just had a couple of afternoons, actually. We had some very big audiences turned up out of coaches. It was quite scary standing there, you know, with about 350 16 and 17-year-olds around you, all in school parties. I mean, you know, this is quite something. You know, we talk about relation to schools, but I'm thinking this is a big deal. When they are crowded into the auditorium, you know, you really check in your mind, is this something you think is going to survive the next hour and 20 minutes? And it's very exciting when it does, yeah. And it's very distressing and would remind you very sharply if you hadn't done your dramaturgical work before the show began and your casting got everything right. So I find the whole relationship to schools and education and what's going on in schools and education, what's going wrong and what's going right, what people are saying, what people are thinking, I find it very interesting. And I suppose as for shows being education, well, I mean, we're kind of, I don't think any of us are trying to be putting on educational shows in the theatre. But I think that, as you say, is a, what's the word, a discharge of what we do all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think really what the teachers, what I would like the teachers to be thinking is not, oh, shall we take them to the theatre because there's this play which is going to fit national curriculum. I would like them to say, shall we take them to the theatre as an experience which they might not get because their parents might not take them to it, and this is an experience that they might actually enjoy and might lead to them wanting to do again. And that sounds very simple, but it actually doesn't happen very much.
Now, does it happen less that because people are more constrained to answer the requirements of the curriculum and league tables and so on, that don't do things which are going to take away from them?
That's right. I think they're saying, well, you know, we've got so much work to do and there are so many tests coming up, we haven't got time for theatre. Whereas really what should be happening is that, in my view, every school, every primary school certainly, should be able to go in their primary school lives to the theatre free at least once. Is a suck it and see situation. Sad thing is that, of course, not every school in the country is going to be near enough where the work is going on because we haven't yet got enough places doing it. But it should be a child's right. It should be an entitlement. In just the same way as they can get a library book out for nothing or they can learn to swim for nothing, they should be able to go to the theatre for nothing. It's one of life's experiences that they should be given. Mm. Not just because the play happens to be about someone that they're studying in history or something. You know, that's an add-on.
Perhaps we should say, to give the government a bit of a tick in their box, that they have put a lot of money into creative partnerships, and there does seem to be an acknowledgement that the arts are important in a way that there wasn't until a few years ago, after a gap. I mean, it used to be taken for granted rather more, and then I think it's now seen to be more important again to have experiences which are not just for the curriculum, although still fitting them into the timetable is difficult.
Yes, but Heather, what they're doing, I think, and I've got no objection to it really, what they're saying is that it's more important that the children should be doing it rather than seeing it or witnessing it. In other words, the professional's role in this is slightly dubious. Yes, the professional goes in, creative partnerships, they all do a project. Now, that's wonderful. Nobody's denying that. Absolutely wonderful. But it would be very nice, too, if they made quite sure that there were enough things going on for the children to be able to experience the professionals doing it, which becomes then, I think, the inspiration. I mean, why does a child want to play in an orchestra or play an instrument? Normally, it's because they've been taken, I don't know, to the Albert Hall or whatever it is, and they've had a concert. And in theatre terms, the things that are going on in those theatres, I think, are the things which would become the inspirations, but they are not looked upon as important, I don't believe, by the government, because the funding is not there and put into that. I always look at it in all sorts of ways. Why should we... why do they get interested in football? Why do children get interested in football? Well, it's because they see it on the telly. They see first division teams on the telly. Sometimes they're taken to see a first division match. People come interested in ballet because they see something at Covent Garden. Well, these are the professional models, and I think children's theatre should be doing a similar sort of job. It's not that we want them all to be doing it. It'd be very boring if everybody was wanting to be in plays.
It's just one thing about creative partnerships, as far as I understand. I mean, they do actually have quite a lot of professional artists
they
working
there. Absolutely, absolutely, yes, but it's more to do with the children doing it. And I would hope that, as a result of that, maybe the professional artists would then encourage them to go and see things.
Well, this is a contentious point we've reached. Is this a good point, perhaps, for the audience to come up with some questions?